This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are due to speak face-to-face Monday after a telephone conversation on how to reach an agreement on averting a U.S. default. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised and introduced ideas to raise revenue.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply quite frankly, unacceptable.
But conservative Republicans like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says
we've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it looks like the debt limit will be reached somewhere around June 1st.
It's not an acceptable situation for us to be unable to pay our bills.
She spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The G7 summit has ended with Ukraine, and a focus as the Ukrainian President Zelensky meets world leaders.
President Biden unveiled the aid package at a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Hiroshima.
A package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
Zelensky's response to the package:
my appreciations. We never forget.
Biden's fresh pledge came after the U.S. agreed to allow training on American-made F-16 fighter jets. The training lays the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Even before Zelensky landed in Japan, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow over its invasion of his country. I'm Karen Chemas.
This is VOA News. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals league match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen people dead and many more injured. Details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands, waving frantically, began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Mauricio Ariza-Chicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in decades are headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million-dollar flight, VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Texas company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. They'll spend just over a week there before splashing down off the Florida coast. Axiom Space, which organized the flight, won't say how much the tickets cost. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
In Louisville,
the crash happened when fans pushed
through
one of
the concerns over bank shootings that have occurred in a phone pocket that was streamed online. And there's more protests against violence in Serbia as authorities reject opposition, criticism, and demands. Tens of thousands of people rallied in Serbia's capital Friday for a third time in a month in protests at the government's handling of a crisis after two mass shootings. The United States is scheduled to sign a new security pact with Papua New Guinea on Monday as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea's location just north of Australia makes it strategically significant. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.